Bracing for more attacks. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Air raid sirens sound for another night in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Fox's Trey Yinks is there.
Once again, the civilian population going underground. Church bells have also been used to warn people, along with fire sirens inside hotels and other buildings here. Anything to get the population to be aware of what is happening and make sure they can get to shelters immediately. Then off in the distance, some explosions indicating that the Russians at this hour are continuing their campaign against the city.
Many civilians in the city have been busy making Molotov cocktails in preparation. A disturbing announcement from Russian President Putin.
We get this news that Russia is elevating their nuclear readiness. I pinged a White House official who directed me to this statement that the Russians signed on to just last month that says, "We affirm that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought." But again, things could possibly change. And now White House officials are monitoring these reports that Russia is elevating their nuclear readiness.
Fox's Peter Doocy at the White House. The EU says for the first time in its history, it will buy and send weapons to a third-party nation, Ukraine. An expected name tops a straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando.
Former President Donald Trump garnered 59% of ballots cast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at 28%. The nearly 60% the former president tallied was down a bit from the 70% he got at last year's event in Dallas. DeSantis topped the second poll without Trump figured in with 61%. He easily bested a field that included former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Donald Trump Jr., and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Texas voters will pick nominees for a number of statewide offices during this week's primary election. Fox's Evan Brown reports.
Texas voters will head to the polls by Tuesday of this week, which is primary election day. Early voting has been underway since February 14th. Party nominations are up for grabs, but Texas holds open primaries, and participating voters will be picking nominees for governor. On the GOP side, incumbent Governor Greg Abbott is seeking a third term, but is facing in-party challengers. The list of Democrats includes former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Voters will pick nominees for lieutenant governor and attorney general, among others. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Hank the Tank is not the only bear terrorizing the Lake Tahoe area.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife making the announcement Thursday. DNA evidence showing at least three bears were involved in several break-ins in the Lake Tahoe area in California and Nevada. The incidents had previously been pinned solely on the 500-pound black bear, Hank the Tank. The Wildlife Department stating that identifying bears by their visible characteristics can lead to misidentifying them. The department adding that all of the bears, including Hank the Tank, will most likely not be euthanized. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
The SAG Awards are back live. Fox's Michelle Polino reports.
The 28th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards are back live, broadcasting from the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica, California. This year's festivities will kick off with a performance by Hamilton stars Lin-Manuel Miranda, Leslie Odom Jr., and David Diggs.
Back home, if a team was playing poorly, we don't call them unlucky. What do we call them, Coach?
New York Jets.
Ted Lasso and Succession lead this year's TV nominees with 5, and The Power of the Dog and House of Gucci lead the film nominees with 3 each. The ceremony will be broadcast live on TNT and TBS. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.